A whistleblower inside Children's Health Ireland has made a series of allegations regarding the treatment of Harvey Morrison, the 9-year-old boy who died in July and who had been waiting years for spinal surgery. The claims were set out in a protected disclosure, which has been seen by the Sunday Times newspaper. RTE News has not seen it. John Mooney is the paper's crime and security correspondent who is reporting this story. And before we came on air, he reminded us just how sick Harvey had been.
Young Harvey was very sick. He was suffering from scoliosis and he'd other issues. He had been operated on late last year, but his family believed that he had made somewhat of a recovery given the fact that he'd been waiting so long for scoliosis surgery. So he was doing okay, but then things worsened in the late summer and he unfortunately died.
He had been removed from a surgical waiting list by Children's Health Ireland, and this is what the whistleblower's allegations centre on. What have they said?
The whistleblower has made a series of startling allegations about Harvey's treatment. Specifically, they maintain that he was removed from a surgery waiting list on the basis that he was palliative, but they discovered subsequent to that that this was not the case and that an external review of his condition had suggested that he should be sent forward for surgery once his bone density improved. Now, that particular reference is very important because the family had independently and separately obtained copies of that external review by Great Ormond Street Hospital, which used the same language.
And the whistleblower alleges that Harvey's removal from the list was without the consent of his parents?
Exactly. Not alone was it, again, without the consent of his parents, but without their knowledge. And anyone who is familiar with the story would know that Harvey's parents have been leading a campaign to establish exactly what happened. And those questions still remain unanswered.
So who has possession of this protected disclosure now? Take us through its passage.
Protected disclosure was sent to Jennifer Carol McNeill at the Department of Health in August. The department referred it on to the Office of the Protected Disclosure Commissioner, who then in turn passed it to the HSE and to other agencies. And there has been some correspondence between that office and the whistleblower. So essentially, there is an inquiry being led by the HSE into the allegations, and they're trying to assess their veracity and what action they can take now should they be proven to be true.
Up until this point, John, what have the HSE and the Department of Health said about Harvey's removal from the surgical waiting list?
Well, this is the great mystery about all of this. So the HSE have provided Harvey's family with a draft report. It's 5 pages long, which outline Harvey's interactions with CHI and his treatment and progress through their systems. But it makes no reference to why he was removed from a surgical waiting list or the decision making behind that. Now, the HSE, I understand, have been provided with an explanation for what happened, but they have not included that in the statement because they want to develop what they would say is a deeper understanding of exactly what happened. And they also want to talk to Harvey's parents before committing that to the report. I think what that really means is they're trying to clarify exactly what happened, and possibly their own inquiries into this matter have been further complicated by the emergence of this protected disclosure.
And has the department said anything?
The department, as they received the protected disclosure and they referred it on to the Office of a Protected Disclosures Commissioner. So that system is designed to protect the the integrity of any inquiry that arises from this, but also to make sure there is no interference in it and to protect the whistleblower themselves. So that would be a normal course of action for them to take. But it should be stated that Jennifer Carol McNeill has, after this protected disclosure was made, had announced that she was going to subsume CHI into the HSE and give the HSE responsibility for CHI. And that is very telling in itself.
And since the publication of your report, John, has there been any response to the whistleblower's claims from Harvey's parents?
Well, they're very upset about this. They're very shocked about this. I think they've known about this for some time. And indeed, the Sunday Times has been looking into this matter for a number of weeks now. So I suppose this has just heightened their sense of anguish about what happened to their son.
The Sunday Times, John Mooney at 7:26.